Good evening. The 10 p.m. news with Rita Uosumbom. In our top stories, members of the Committee on Finance and the Budget at the National Assembly have received Cameroon's 2025 to 2027 medium-term economic and budgetary programming document ahead of the sixth budgetary orientation debate. Tens of thousands of Palestinians are fleeing from Gaza's second city of Khan Yunis in response to Israeli military evacuation orders. And in sports, Cameroon men's basketball team have lost their first match at an ongoing Olympic qualifying tournament to Montenegro by 66-70. Those were our top stories, and now the news in full. Members of the Finance and the Budget Committee of the National Assembly have reviewed the 2025-2027 medium-term economic and budgetary programming document, which falls in line with the holding of the sixth session of the budgetary orientation debate, counting for the elaboration of the 2025 finance law. The document, which defines the contours of budgetary policies and overall projections of resources and expenses, was defended by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Mutaze. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Bate Tatoekwe reports.
The medium-term economic and budgetary programming document for the 2025-2027 triennium contains the macroeconomic assumptions underlying the draft budget for the 2025 fiscal year under preparation. Addressing members of the Finance and the Budget Committee of the National Assembly, the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Mutaze, said the outlook for the Cameroonian economy remains positive despite a slowdown observed in 2023. After its decline between 2022 and 2023, economic growth in Cameroon is expected to accelerate to 4.1% in 2024 and stabilize at 4.4% in 2025 and 2026.
Even if we can commend the fact that we have a growth rate that is not bad, but the problem is that when you compare it to our target of 8%, we think that there is still room for something more. And this is what we are going to do, so as to strengthen our economy, strengthen our growth rate.
In this context, inflation rate, which accelerated in 2023 to the level of 7.4%, is expected to remain high in 2024 and then decrease to 4% in 2025. In this context, the overall orientation of the government's budgetary policy will remain based on the consolidation of the public finance situation in line with the economic and financial program concluded with the IMF and the priority objectives of the 2020-2030 National Development Strategy. With this in mind, the government is resolutely committed to reducing the non-oil primary balance from 2.6% last year to 2.0% of GDP this year. The medium-term economic and budgetary programming document has been prepared for the budgetary orientation debate at the National Assembly, scheduled for Saturday, July the 6th, 2024. It is a fundamental stage of the budgetary process, a requirement stemming from two laws adopted in 2018, which structure the management of public finances in Cameroon.
Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Bate Tatoekwe with that report. On to this press release from the Ministry of Finance. During its meeting on July 3, 2024, the Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, approved the sixth review of Cameroon's 2021-2024 economic and financial program, supported by the fund's extended credit facility and extended fund facility, as well as the first review of the agreement supported by the fund's resilience and sustainability facility. The achievement of this major milestone in our cooperation with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, demonstrates the effort made by the government under the leadership of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, to strengthen the country's macroeconomic stability, promote sustainable and inclusive economic growth while taking into account constraints related to climate change. At the end of the meeting, the IMF Executive Board approved disbursements for Cameroon totaling 89.7 million SDRs, approximately 72 billion CFA francs, bringing the total budgetary support received from this partner since the approval of the program on July 27, 2021. To about 421 billion CFA francs. The government once again wishes to express its gratitude to the IMF for its constant support in the design and implementation of the reforms undertaken by Cameroonian authorities with the support of other development partners. It reaffirms its commitment to pursuing structural reforms under the coordination of the Prime Minister, head of government, in order to address challenges faced by the country. In an international context marked by geopolitical tensions and tightening financial conditions, the objective is to continue working towards consolidating the macroeconomic gains, improving the business climate, promoting economic diversification, and combating poverty in line with our 2020-2030 National Development Strategy. The press release is signed by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Mutaze. Elsewhere, administrative authorities have been enjoined to sensitize the population to the laws of regulating civil liberties while remaining firm on the respect of the rule of law. The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, was speaking today in Yaoundé while opening the first biannual conference of regional governors for 2024 that was extended to some political figures and media personalities. Here is the declaration of Paul Atanganji frowning at the upsurge of road accidents, warning that government is left with no option but to take drastic measures. He spoke to Albert Njembonde.
We'll also examine the problem of road accidents that have claimed several lives in our country since the beginning of the year 2024. It should be stated that these accidents have been caused by reckless driving. This issue will be examined together with the Minister of Transport, the Police and the National Gendarmerie. On the other hand, motorbike riders have become a major concern, though we have responsible ones and organized trade unions that comply with administrative obligations, such as having driving licenses, number plates, and identification jackets. Whereas we have reported cases of recalcitrant bike riders who have refused to abide by laws and regulations. Among these categories, some of them have been arrested by the force of law and order for aggravated theft, assaults, highway robbery, stabbing of customers, and kidnapping for ransom. Administrative authorities have been instructed to put order in the motorbike sector.
And that was the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, frowning at the upsurge of road accidents, warning that government is left with no option but to take drastic measures. The declaration was selected by Albert Njembonde. And in the meantime, the regional governors continue in their in-camera session at the Yaoundé Hilton with a presentation of the state of their respective administrative units. Governors Bernard Okaliabilai of the Southwest Region, Mijiawa Bakari of the Far North Region and Awafonka Augustin of the West Region are all satisfied with the registration process and the political climate of their regions. Take a listen.
We are satisfied. People are rushing to register themselves, and it is a very good sign that the population is concerned and they want to feel involved in the political and civic responsibilities.
What can be said as far as elections concerned is that, first of all, before speaking of election, we have to stabilize the region. And right now, the security situation is back to normalcy. And that's why different presidents of party are going to Far North Region to sensitize population. We have different congress of the health, and beyond all, the CPDM is the leader. And the inscription of the electoral list have been increased. Women, youth, here and there. And then we organize the operation of enrollment here and there. We notice that many, many people have been registered in the electoral list.
As an administrative authority, it is our role to take care of all the stakeholders. So far, so good. We've had a good number of registered voters, more than 53,000 in the West Region. We are very closing up to our target, which is 80,000 newly registered voters. The stakeholders, the political parties, they are very busy. The population are excited. They are looking for their ID cards to carry out this registration process. And we are encouraging them to do so, as well as guiding them to ensure that all of this is carried out in a very peaceful and cordial atmosphere.
In more news, a strategic document for the development of cashew nuts has been launched at a workshop today in Yaoundé by the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, in the presence of the German ambassador to Cameroon, Dr. Corinne Afrique. The document, conceived with the support of the German Cooperation and the European Union, aims to upgrade Cameroon's cashew nut production by 2030. In the following report, Belinda Show says the cashew nut development initiative constitutes a new era of multi-stakeholder partnership for sustainable poverty reduction. Belinda?
The African cashew nut sector offers high economic development prospects for producing countries, including Cameroon, where about 56% of the world's cashew harvest comes from. With global demand on a constant rise, cashew production and processing offer an important potential for employment and wealth creation, climate change mitigation through climate-smart agriculture, and the economic empowerment of women and youth, especially in vulnerable rural areas. As part of the program, Agricultural Value Chains for Sustainable Development, the Competitive Cashew Initiative focuses on building sustainable cashew value chains and increasing the competitiveness of African cashew production and processing by providing support in areas ranging from research to capacity development and policy advice. The project involves four components: production, processing, inclusive business, and sector organization. First Farm. Over 620,000 farmers in the project's countries have benefited from the interventions. Real incomes per household have increased by over 300% since the inception of the project in 2009.
Belinda Shaw reporting. Any news out of Cameroon? Tens of thousands of Palestinians are seeking shelter and safe location as the exodus from Gaza's second city of Khan Yunis continues in response to Israeli military evacuation orders. The United Nations estimates that 250,000 people in the eastern part of the city are affected by the orders issued on Monday, which suggest Israeli forces are set to re-enter. Reports say an Israeli airstrike on yesterday killed 12 Palestinians in an Israeli-designated humanitarian area to which people have been told to flee. A major hospital in Khan Yunis also now stands empty after all its patients and medical personnel left. And in sport, Cameroon men's basketball team has lost their first match at the ongoing Olympic qualifying tournament to Montenegro by 66-70. The Basketball Lions will take on Brazil tomorrow in a must-win match if they have to keep hopes of winning the lone ticket to the Olympic Games in Brazil alive. Ben Collins, New Iberia reports.
It is a round-robin tournament that is being played in two groups: Cameroon, Montenegro and Brazil. In one, the host, Latvia, Georgia and Philippines. In the second group, after this Wednesday's match between Cameroon and Montenegro, the Basketball Lions will take on Brazil in their second outing this Thursday at the qualifying tournament for the Olympic Games in Paris, France, later this month. The first two teams from each group will advance to the semifinals before the final. Only the winner of the tournament we qualify for the final phase of the biggest planetary sport event in Paris this year. Coach Alfred Aboya of Cameroon and team are thus heading towards a historic event, that of sailing to the Olympics for the first time through a qualifying tournament, a record that has been broken in Africa only by Nigeria, that has played the Olympic Games three times.
And that report by Ben Collins, New Iberia, brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, presented by Rita Yuosimbom. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.